And now it's time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey, here's Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. The Dow, in its first 20 minutes or so of trading, started upwards, and now it's down about 93 points. That may give us an idea of how the rest of the markets will be going. We'll talk with our analyst in a moment, Ellen Dearden. We'll get a pre-opening call for what will happen on the commodity markets. The early calls for cash hog prices in the Midwest direct markets today are mostly steady, with only a few locations still seen weak. Hog prices have fallen so much in recent weeks that unhedged producers are losing considerable money and are resisting selling at the low prices. Analysts and livestock dealers say some producers may be able to hold off selling for a few days, but not all can, because most need to keep selling to make room for the next batch of hogs. In Peoria, the call is steady. Top price of 37. The early run is lighter than normal. They say prices will probably hold steady since they're already so low. In the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hog report for yesterday, Wednesday, August 22nd, negotiated swine purchases were 12,594. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50.75 to $58.78. The weighted average was $54.04. That was down 53 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $38.88 to $47.93. The weighted average was $44.25. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $19,555. The base price range was $52.00 to $61.00. The weighted average was $58.67. That's down 10 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.00 to $46.00. The weighted average was $45.44.
WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
Well, the overnight figures show a down trade for corn, up in the wheat and soybean pits. We'll look at that in a moment. We'll also get a pre-opening call, as mentioned, from Ellen Dearden at AgriView and Morton in a few moments. First, a look at our growing area's weather. Here to do that is AM 580 meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, it doesn't look very good for area farmers that want to get in the fields over the next several days. We have a slow-moving source system that will be coming in to Illinois and Indiana area starting later on today through tonight into the day on Saturday. Could produce widespread 1 to 2 inch rainfall totals, and that will end field work for many areas across Illinois and Indiana and many areas of the Midwest. But then we have some drier air beginning to move back in. Looks like the once we hit Sunday, as a very strong cold front move through Sunday afternoon around here, and conditions for field work will improve next week, with only light rain and snow showers expected to affect parts of the region, although high winds 30 to 50 miles an hour from Saturday evening to Sunday may prevent field work from occurring in some areas. And next significant precipitation may not occur until the November 5th to the 8th time frame, although that's pretty far out there, so our confidence is real high. So we're going to have some of the coldest temperatures come in starting Sunday into Monday of next week. That should end the growing season in many areas across the Midwest Monday and Tuesday morning, and then some moderating temperatures once we hit the middle and end part of next week. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, Wednesday was mostly dry. Showers and thunderstorms moving the Delta early this morning. An estimated rainfall totals of anywhere from a tenth to a half inch occurred across much of the region, with locally greater amounts. High temperatures were generally in the 70s to lower 60s. Widespread rain will fall on the Delta today and the southeastern states today through Saturday. The rain will cause delays to field work, but a period of dry weather will immediately follow the rain, and aggressive harvesting of summer crops and planting of vermicrops crops should occur next week. The next significant storm system, again, may not affect the region until the November 5th through the 8th time frame. High temperatures for the coming week in the Delta and southeast will vary from the 50s to the 70s. Lows will be in the 30s to the 50s, with a few 60s tonight and Friday night. And Monday through Wednesday night could be the coldest. A few light freezes expected from parts of northern Delta through northern Georgia through parts of Virginia. Temperatures will warm during the latter part of next week. In Argentina, mostly dry weather occurred Wednesday and early today. Afternoon temperatures were in the upper 60s and 70s. Today's forecast continues to downplay rainfall in western parts of the nation. Totally dry weather is not expected, but the showers that do occur will be brief and light, leaving little opportunity for significant boost to soil moisture. Rain will occur a little more often and more significantly in other areas of the nation, supporting winter wheat development and the planting of corn and Sunsea. The two best rain events suggested on the forecast charts today occur Monday into Wednesday morning of next week, and again the first week of November. Temperatures will average in the seasonable range in the next coming week to 10 days. However, highs will often vary from the 70s and 80s, with a few cooler readings occurring infrequently in the far south. Brazil forecast hasn't changed much overnight. Rain is expected most significantly in the southern parts of the nation over this first week of the outlook. Rain potentials in the north will improve during the first week of November. The lack of precipitation in central and northern crop areas during the first week of the forecast will result in warmer temperatures as well. Extreme highs will get back to the 90s and the 100s again and remain there until greater rainfall falls in early November. Planting progress will continue most aggressively in irrigated areas and those fields that benefit most from early rain this week. Rain in early November will likely stimulate more faster planting through central and northern Brazil. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
On to the overnight trade. The December wheat contract in Kansas City opened at 552 and a quarter, up 2 3/4 cents. Last traded up 2 3/4. March at 557, up a penny and a half. Last trade up 1 1/4. Minneapolis spring wheat for December opened at 601, up a penny and a quarter. Last traded down one. In the Chicago Board of Trade wheat pit, December overnight opened at 520 and 3/4, up 3. Last trade up 2 3/4 cents. March at 540, up 2 1/2. Last trade up 1 1/2. July 566 and a half, up 2 1/4. Last trade up 1 1/4. And D sweet for next year, $6 even, down 3/4. Last trade up 1 3/4. December corn in Chicago opened at 386 and a quarter, up a penny and a quarter. Last traded down 2 1/4. March at 401 and a quarter, up a half. Last trade unchanged. May corn 412 and a half, up a half. Last trade down 5. July 422 and a half, up a quarter. Last trade down 2 cents. And September of next year 430 and a half, down a half penny. Last traded down 5. In the bean complex now, November nearby beans opened at 861 and a half, up 2 1/2. Last trade up 11 3/4 cents. January 866, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 12. March at 873 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade up 12 1/4. And the May at 876, up 3 1/2. Last trade up 12. July 891 and a half, up a half. Last trade up 11. In the products, December bean meal opened at 256.40, down 90. Last trade up 170. January 255, down 290. Last traded up 140. Bean oil for December 33.30, unchanged on the open. Last trade up 17. January 33.76, down 3. Last traded up 18. Joining us now, the pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Tom.
Now, we saw the overnight trade as it was. The Dow now is down about 50 points, 60 points. Did the calls from earlier and the activity in the overnight trade still hold true for the open on day trade?
I think we're going to try to key off the Dow and secondarily the crude. I don't think the overnight trade is going to matter all that much. The corn market, though, I think will be down a couple of cents. I don't think we'll see a strong break at the outset. Export bookings came in really toward the high side of the trade estimates, but everybody's just watching these outside markets. Tom, on the bean side, I think we could be a little bit stronger. We were at the very high end trade estimates on export bookings. We're seeing some commercial buying coming back into this soybean market. We've seen the bean basis improve this week. I'd be looking for beans to be up 3 to 5 cents.
Looks like the cash is firm in the corn as well, but there's just not much support elsewhere for the corn today?
Well, there's not much support there on the board. December corn has support at last night's low at 379, but more support at last week's low at 371 and a half.
All right, let's get your calls on the board of trade.
On the corn side, down a penny or two. On the beans, up 3 to 5. Wheat mixed, up 2 to down 2 type of trade.
And any call on the livestock today?
I think we'll be lower in the cattle. We may be slightly mixed in the hogs. The hogs have certainly taken a hard hit with the bellies leading things down.
All right, thanks for your time, Ellen. Ellen Dearden is with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Our forecast for today, according to Scott Oltoff, mostly sunny in Champaign-Urbana, becoming cloudy, the high of around 60. This is WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3, Urbana. The time is 9 o'clock.